Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Lamed Ches, Nazir 38a, pagination is 75, counting down from the top of the page about 9 lines. At the end of a line, a 2 dots, and then Omar Reish, Omar Rabbi Lazar told us. Eser revi'iyos hein, the concept of a revi'is, which is a measure of liquid, which is referring to a revi'is halug, a quarter of a lug, so that the real measure is lug, and revi'is is a quarter of it, and this quarter lug has 10 applications in halacha where a certain amount of liquid is supposed to be used or not supposed to be used, and that amount is a revi'is halug, a quarter of a lug. In shorthand, we just refer to it as a revi'is. 10 applications of this. V'nakit Rav Kana bidei, and Rav Kana organized the 10 into 2 groups of 5. Chamesh simukta, 5 of the red type, meaning wine or blood applications. V'chamesh chivarta, and 5 white applications, meaning water or oil. We'll do the reds today. And Rav Kana organized chamesh simukta, the 5 reds, in the following way. And we see over here a fascinating mnemonic device, a memory aid, where Rav Kana took one word that related to the relevant topic and created a sentence, which we know from memory devices, the sentence can be a meaningless sentence, something that never happened and never will happen. But if you remember the sentence, then you're able to remember all those facts that you're looking to remember. Sometimes people do this in preparation for a test. In this case, Rav Kana was trying to remember specific items of Torah and not forget any of them. So he made up the following sentence. Nazir, there was a Nazir, va'ose Pesach, and there was a person bringing the Karban Pesach. Shehoru Bamikdosh, and they issued a ruling, they issued a Torah ruling, Bamikdosh, in the Beis HaMikdosh, Vamesu, and then they died. The result of this is that we have 5 different statements which are going to remind us of the 5 applications of the reds. Again, Nazir, Ose Pesach, a person who's bringing a Karban Pesach. Shahoru, something to do with ruling, issuing a ruling in Torah. Bamikdash, something that has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Vamesu, and something that has to do with death. So he explains. Nazir, what is the application that we're being reminded about regarding Nazir? Is Revi'is Yayin LeNazir? A Nazir would be in full-fledged violation of his vow of Nazirus if he drank a quarter of a lug of wine. Anything less than that is certainly forbidden, but is not going to be the quintessential violation. Ose Pesach, what is the case of bringing a Karban Pesach? To Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Arba kosos halalu tzarech she'eh bahen kedei revi'is. The amount of wine needed to do the mitzvah of Pesach, a person who's doing Pesach, not in the context of a Korban Pesach, but in the context of doing the observance of Pesach, meaning Seder night, requires a revi'is for each cup. And it's not really limited to the Korban Pesach time, not limited to the Pesach observance. It's true about Kiddush as well. The concept of revi'is, and in a practical sense, we estimate the amount of a revius approximately between 3.5 ounces of the wine or grape juice till just about 4.5 ounces of the wine or grape juice. There's a little bit of estimated deviation in terms of the different authorities extrapolating how many ounces a revius is. And we sometimes utilize that disparity of ruling when it comes, for example, to diabetics who don't want to consume too much of the wine or grape juice. So we use the lower ruling, whereas a person who's able-bodied and capable, etc., especially when it's like Friday night and it's considered a biblical kiddush, so then we would go with the larger amount, which approaches 4.5 ounces. So that's the second example. A person who's doing the Pesach observance, shehoru, that they ruled, a Torah ruling, means shasa yayin, shasa revius yayin al yora. A person who drank a revius of wine is not allowed to issue a ruling. We have restriction as well if a person drank wine regarding davening, Shemona Esrei. The amount of a revius is the amount that we start paying attention to, whereas if someone simply tasted some wine, this ruling would not take effect. Ba Mikdash, regarding the Mikdash, Shasa revius Yayin v'nichnas la-Mikdash chayiv misa. If a person went into the Beis HaMikdash after drinking a revius yayin, he would also be in violation. Presumably, if we give Ta'amei HaMitzvahs the logic, it's a lack of reverence. Umesu, and then what is the death application regarding revius? The Tanya we learned, Minayin the revius dam sheyotza, when you have a revius worth of blood, it's metama be'ohel, it would cause impurity if the other item or person is under the same covering. It's referred to as a tent, but obviously it doesn't have to be a tent, it could be a room, but if it has a cover, then if the corpse is under the same tent as the person will become tamei. Likewise for body limbs. And the same thing in the law of a revius dam. If it would be less than a revius dam, this ruling would not take effect. Person would not become tamei simply because of ohel. Whereas if it's a revius dam, the person would become tamei. Going back to the sentence of the five reds, which served as the memory aid, nazir, Va'osa Pesach, a person who's a Nazir and a person who's doing the Pesach, Shehoru, that they issued a ruling, Ba'mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, Va'mesu, and they died. So again, Nazir, to be in violation of his Nazirus, Osa Pesach, in order to have the right amount to make Kiddush, Shehoru, not to issue a ruling if a person drank this amount of wine, Ba'mikdash, not to enter the Beis HaMikdash if he drank this amount of wine, Va'mesu, and the other type of red, referring to blood, would be metame with the amount of a revius. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.